This past weekend, the Cardinal Stage Company opened a stunningly involving production of Wendy Castleman's newly adapted The Diary of Anne Frank, directed by Cardinal Stage's founder Randy White. Unlike the 1955 play or the 1959 movie, this production has the Frank and Van Damme family's Jewishness very much in evidence as part of their culture and the reason that they must live in hiding. It also gives us a much feistier, more difficult and nuanced Anne as a perhaps too energetic and imaginative teenaged girl, well aware of impending womanhood. High school students Avery Wigglesworth and McCary Reynolds played Anne and the shy Peter Van Damme. Mike Price was the solid Otto Frank, the only survivor of the eight from the attic, with Martha Jacobs as his wife Edith, who was simply crushed by the experience. Constance Macy and Ken Farrell played Peter's parents, Mrs. and Mr. Van Damme. Allison Moody and Jack O'Hara played the supportive Dutch, Meep Geese and Mr. Crowler. Gerard Powells was the dentist who later joins the group. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of The Diary of Anne Frank uses most of the large upstairs room at the John Waldron Arts Center. Their attic, intricately and richly designed by Mark Smith, stretches the width of the room. The audience is on two sides. Although there's a break for intermission, the continuity continues as the families stay on stage and continue to go about their lives. The experience of seeing this adaptation of the story is a richly rewarding one, far too interesting to discuss in just a few minutes. Let me mention three things. First, this feeling that this thrown-together group of refugees becomes a recognizable family. The good things, the understanding, the support, and the bad things, the petty and not-so-petty irritations that go with family life are very much in evidence. The tension is mixed with a good deal of real warmth and some very funny moments. Second was the character of Mrs. Van Damme, as realized by Constance Macy. The woman is vain, wedded to material things, insecure, boastful of her sexuality, critical of her husband, and frightened. She's also creative, generous, and supportively giving in one of the most moving moments of the play. Third, and I have mixed feelings about this, the ending. The arrival of the Nazis and the deportation to death of the families floats. Yes, the leader of the Nazis speaks in short, guttural commands and is plenty scary, but somehow there's an almost dreamlike quality to it. The dreamy feel stayed with me even as the Otto Frank character returned to the attic after the war to detail the deaths of his companions and to gather Anne's diary and notes. It's an incredibly realized and executed dramatic choice, and I'm still wrestling with it. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Wendy Castleman's newly adapted The Diary of Anne Frank plays Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays with 7:30 shows and an extra 2 o'clock matinee on Saturdays through September 28th at the John Waldron Arts Center. This Wednesday evening, there's an extra show and a special conversation on Anne Frank's impact and legacy with playwright Wendy Castleman, Alvin Rosenfeld of the Institute for Jewish Culture and the Arts, and David Barno from the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. You can find this review and an interview with director Randy White on our website at wfiu.org. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.